World leaders congratulated Donald Trump on his presidential election victory over Hillary Clinton. Many also have voiced a willingness to meet with the president-elect to begin talks on beginning a new phase in relations with the U.S. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said Thursday that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will meet with Trump next week in New York City. It will be Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since he won Tuesday's presidential election. Suga said the two spoke by telephone following Trump's victory. Both agreed to support continued U.S.-Japan cooperation on Asia-Pacific security, he added. Trump often said during his campaign that Japan and other U.S. allies should be required to pay more of the costs to keep U.S. forces in their countries. The candidate also suggested U.S. forces might withdraw from nations that do not support more of those costs. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to Trump on Wednesday, state television reported. Trump criticized China's trade policies during the campaign. He said he supported placing import taxes, or tariffs, on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. The report said Xi told the president-elect that the two biggest economies in the world share a responsibility to support global development and prosperity. I place great importance on the China-U.S. relationship and look forward to working with you to uphold the principles of non-conflict, non-confrontation, mutual respect, and win-win cooperation, Xi was quoted as saying. The office of South Korean President Park Geun-hye said she spoke with Trump by telephone on Thursday. It said the president-elect promised he would make sure the U.S. will stand with South Korea 100%. In a statement, Park's office said the two agreed to continue U.S.-South Korean efforts to counter North Korea's military threats. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he briefly spoke with Trump to discuss the history of military cooperation between the two countries. Turnbull also said he spoke about why Australia supports U.S. approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. Trump has criticized trade deals, including the TPP. He has called it a disaster that would kill many American jobs. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said he agreed to meet with Trump soon to discuss cooperation on a number of issues. Nieto said he welcomed Trump's victory speech, promising to seek common ground and partnerships with other countries. Dialogue to make agreements is still the best for Mexico, and my government will seek opportunities that benefit both nations in this new phase of bilateral relations, Nieto said. However, Mexican Foreign Minister Claudia Ruiz Massieu repeated her government's position about Trump's proposal to build a wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. She said her government did not want to pay the cost of the wall. Paying for a wall is not part of our vision, she told a local television station. Trump made his promise to make Mexico pay for the wall a major part of his campaign. Russian President Vladimir Putin sent a telegram to Trump after his victory on Wednesday. The Russian leader said he looked forward to a constructive dialogue based on the principles of equality and mutual respect. Putin also promised to work with Trump to help solve the current crisis in Russia-U.S. relations. During the presidential campaign, U.S. officials repeatedly accused the Russian government of being involved in attacks on American computer systems. They also warned that Russia may launch cyber attacks meant to disrupt the U.S. election. Russia denied the accusations, with one official saying the idea was an attempt by U.S. officials to create anti-Russian hysteria. Israel's leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, reacted by calling Trump a true friend of the State of Israel. In a video message, he said he believes the two leaders will continue to strengthen the unique alliance between our two countries and bring it to ever greater heights. In a joint letter, the leaders of the European Commission and EU Council congratulated Trump on his win and invited him to come to Brussels for talks. Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker and Council leader Donald Tusk noted it was more important than ever to strengthen transatlantic relations. They pledged to cooperate with the Trump administration on issues including climate change, migration, counterterrorism, and the threat to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. I'm Brian Lynn.